these letters that the ECB president sent to member state governments are probably the most extreme example of the ECB overstepping its mandate and doing things that are clearly beyond monetary policy. Now, I should add that these letters have been sent quite a few years ago, and that today the ECB would probably think twice before doing something like that again. But the last letters were co-signed by the former president Trichet and by the current president Mario Draghi. So this happened last in 2013 with the letters to Spain and Italy, and in 2011 there was the letter to Ireland. And in those letters, the ECB makes specific conditions on things such as budget cuts, on reform commitments, on labor laws. And in the case of Ireland, they actually demanded that Ireland submit to a bailout program within a few weeks. So, and you know that the bailout programs, that means years of reforms monitored by the Troika, budget cuts, and so on. So that is like forcing a country to give up large parts of its sovereignty. And it's very obvious that these things have very little to do with monetary policy. So there's a number of problems here. First, the ECB should not have the right to send such letters and make such conditions. Second, if they do it, it should be public. And third, the ECB should seek political backing from political institutions if it feels the need to send such a letter. Now, the ECB says that they would never do things that are outside of its mandate, so they basically don't admit the problem. But the fact that they sent these secret letters a few years ago means that this has happened before and it could happen again. So we recommend that when the ECB faces such a situation where it feels that it has to use its power in order to basically blackmail a government of the Eurozone, that in such cases, the ECB should only do it with the signature also of the president of the Eurogroup and of the president of the European Parliament, and that, of course, such letters have to be made public immediately. So so these are the three conditions under which we think it would be acceptable for the ECB to engage in such actions.